Chapter 6. Both Marielle and the Rat Captain Braglin were in a perilous position. Dandin and his friends stood ready to give up their lives protecting the little moles, while the Rat Patrol crouched, willing to pounce at their captain's word. Mid-noon heat caused both parties much discomfort. Their paws shifted dangerously in the loose sand.
If anything happens to me, make the moles die slowly,
Braglin called out to his rats. Marielle kept up her deadly bluff, cutting off further words as she pressed the dagger meaningfully at his throat.
Won't do your captain much good. He'll be worm bait, and we'll take at least half of you with us if you touch those little moles. Be warned.
The mouse maid could feel the hot sand shifting under her foot paws, and she moved to gain a firmer position. At that instant, Braglin made his move. He wriggled away from the knife, kicking at Marielle and giving a swift nod to Gringe. The rat had been standing over Marielle. His bow paw slackened slightly from the long standoff, but he took the hint immediately and stretched the bowstring taut to fire the arrow. Zzz, clunk! Gringe fell poleaxed by a smooth round rock with a hole through its centre. It was attached to a thin, toughened line. Gringe's arrow buried itself in the sand alongside the mouse maid's eye as a deep, drawling voice called from the hilltop behind her.
All still in the blinking rags, sir. If any of you long-tails have half a belly brain, I'll gop you before you can use it. You shall listen in. That's not just a blooming order. It's a fact.
Marielle watched in amazement as the stone was reeled swiftly in by a hare carrying a long, whippy fishing rod. He caught the stone skillfully as it swung back to him, his hooded eyes never once leaving the scene below. Holding the slack of the line in check, he whipped the slender rod back and forth, and the air hummed to its vibrations. Suddenly, Braglin's paw grasped that of Marielle as he tried to wrest the dagger from her. Zzz, thunk! With a swift, vicious flick, the hare cast the stone deftly. The breath caught in Marielle's throat. Braglin lay slain, the flying rock squarely between his eyes.
You chaps never learn, do you? You didn't believe me, eh? Right, who's next?
The rats dropped their weapons as they gaped up at the curious hare. Young Bowley Pintip's mouth hung wide. He had never witnessed such a splendid-looking beast. The hare was old and overweight, but obviously every inch a veteran warrior. His regalia proclaimed it proudly for all to see. On his head, he wore a tricorn hat with holes cut to allow his ears to pop out. It was surmounted by the most elaborate white drooping plume. Though his cheeks were pouched and baggy, the eyes that shone above them were hooded and sharp. His whiskers had been waxed and curled into a perfect handlebar moustache. He wore a faded but gaudy pink mess jacket, decorated with arrays of medallions and ribbons. He had epauletted shoulders and a front twinkling with polished silver buttons. Stowing the rod away like an elongated pace stick, he gave a cough and a nod. Four young leveret hares in quaint green uniforms nipped smartly out of the surrounding grass and saluted him. He acknowledged them with a wave of one ear.